Hello and welcome to Stock Market Explained, the podcast where we break down money, markets and economics in the way that actually makes sense for people at home.
Because a lot of people hear words like shares, FTSE, Wall Street, dividends, and they just don't understand it at all.
Today we're starting off with the basics. What is a stock market? How does it work? And why does everyone seem to care when it goes up and down?
Also, if you're studying A-level or IB economics, business, politics, or just genuinely want to understand the world better, this matters a lot more than you might think.
Because when markets move, pensions move, companies move, jobs move, and sometimes governments panic.
So let's start with the simplest possible question. What is the stock market? So Tom, if someone asked you in one sentence, what's the stock market, what would you say?
I'd have to say this. The stock market is a place where people buy and sell ownership in companies.
Right, so that ownership is actually split into small pieces called shares.
So if a company has 1 million shares, let's say, and you own 1,000, you only own a tiny fraction of that company.
So it's not enough to boss anyone around, is it?
No, sadly not.
But it's enough to benefit if the company becomes more valuable.
Exactly. If the business grows, makes profit, and investors think it has a strong future, share prices often rise.
So why would a company give away ownership then?
The main reason is to raise money and funding.
Right. So instead of borrowing like loads of money from a bank, they could just sell shares to the public.
Yeah, exactly. That money then can be used to expand, hire workers, build factories, launch products, or pay debts.
So this process is actually called going public, and a lot of banks offer it. It's known as an IPO, an initial public offering.
Which is when a private company first sells shares on the stock exchange and becomes public.
A famous example would be companies like Facebook or like Google going public a long, long time ago. And in The Wolf of Wall Street, I believe it was Steve Madden that went public, that they took public, so yeah.
And once shares are public, investors can trade them with each other.
Yeah, cool. So I'm going to try and raise the question, who buys shares? Now, people often imagine the stock market, it's just like, you know, rich people shouting in New York on Wall Street.
Which used to be probably more accurate than it should have been.
But today, buyers include, you know, just ordinary people using investing apps, like a lot of people do, I know. Pension funds, going through banks, insurance companies, hedge funds like private equity, all that sort of stuff, and governments as well.
So even if you've never bought a share, your pension probably owns shares somewhere.
True. So this basically means millions of people are connected to markets without actually realizing it.
So how do people make money? And there's two main ways.
Right. So firstly, I believe it's capital gains. Tom, do you know what that means?
Yeah, that means buying at one price and selling at another, which is often higher.
Right. So basically, supposing you buy a share at £10, sell it at £15, you gain £5 a share.
And the second way is dividends.
Right, so that's when companies share some profits with their own shareholders.
So if a company performs well, they may pay out regular dividends.
And some investors like dividends because it gives income without actually selling the share.
So we've talked about shares, but how do they move up and down? Now this is where a lot of people get confused.
Because they assume prices reflect reality perfectly, but they actually don't.
Yeah, they really don't. Prices reflect what the investors think the future will be.
Wow, that's a big difference.
It is. If investors expect profits to rise next year, the shares will almost all certainly rise today.
Even before profits happen?
Yep. And if investors fear problems ahead, shares can fall before anything bad actually happens.
So markets are actually forward-looking and we're looking to the future.
Yeah. And a lot of this is off supply and demand, which is at the simplest, when there's more buyers than sellers, the price rises because they don't have enough of the product to sell. And when there's more sellers than buyers, the price falls because there's too much of something in excess.
Got it. So if everyone suddenly wants to buy shares in a company making maybe like AI software, in today's world, the price might surge and go up.
Yeah, if everyone wants to dump shares into a struggling retailer, prices fall.
Got it. Cool. So, now, what news could move markets? I think it's quite a lot of things, like company profits, interest rates, inflation, wars as we see today, elections, scandals on the news. What more? That new technology, even like recessions, like the Great Depression. Yeah, and even
some rumors.
True. So it shows that markets are actually, like, obviously you've got the maths behind it, but then also the current affairs, the psychology behind
it. Some
of it's
just belief of investors.
Yeah, true.
So what actually is the stock exchange? Well, the stock exchange is a marketplace where shares are traded.
Right, so examples include the famous London Stock Exchange, New York Stock Exchange, NASDAQ.
And years ago, as I'm sure many of people have seen, what probably the stereotype is, you were on the trading floor shouting, trying to buy, sell.
Yeah, but now most of the trading is actually electronic and it, you know, literally happens in seconds. You don't need to shout or anything. And I would say the biggest stock market in the UK, well, in the UK, you probably hear about the FTSE 100.
That's the 100 biggest companies listed in London.
So when the news says the FTSE rose 2% today, it means that those major companies rose overall, like altogether.
Yeah, and examples of these include banks, oil firms, pharmaceutical companies, and even consumer brands.
Wow, that's really cool. So some people say, like normal people, they don't really want to own shares or do any stocks, and they say, I don't really own shares, so who cares?
But thing is, the market affects a lot more than that. I mean, a few examples affect your pensions, jobs, business confidence, investment, tax revenues, and consumer confidence.
So actually, if markets crash really badly, firms might cut jobs and delay expansion, which could mean you might lose your job.
If markets rise strongly, companies may invest more,
cool.
Which will ultimately lead to good, even if you're not directly invested.
Yeah, definitely. I think risk and rewards also quite an important thing, because a lot of people think that the stock market's literally just, you're just going to keep on going up and up, but another very important point to raise is shares are actually risky as well.
Yeah, and prices can rise quite rapidly, but they can also fall very rapidly.
True.
So it's important to understand the risk. And though you can make a lot of reward, you've also got to understand you could lose a lot of money.
Definitely, and that's why most investors like Warren Buffett and like all the famous ones, they all diversify their assets.
And this is basically where they spread their money across multiple companies and sectors. So, for example, if someone put in all their money in one stock and that stock crashes, they've lost it all. But if they put in 10 different ones and only one of the stocks crash, they'll still be fine.
Yeah, so that basically means not putting everything into one like random meme stock because someone online said it's guaranteed.
So that's quite strong advice, Cameron.
So some like mistakes that people make when indulging in shares, you could think that prices only go up.
That's a mistake. They can go down as well.
True. Buying based on hype as well, like if a company's doing really well, if you see them on the news, you know, that doesn't mean they're going to go up as well.
Another mistake is panic selling when prices fall.
True.
A lot of people see that suddenly it's just the price has fallen, even if it's just a little bit, and then everyone starts panicking and just sells everything, which can
often
lead to some more mayhem.
Yeah, definitely. I think also you should understand what the company does as well. You shouldn't just like, if you like the company, yeah, fair enough, but you need to actually understand what the company does, how it makes their money, how it profits, and not just, you know, just buy a company because you like it. To link back to like normal school and like subject economics and for economic students at Welly, this could link to investment, confidence, growth, and just in general financial markets.
Yeah, I think this also, you see off economics like the AD, a lot of these stuff will affect AD and supply and demand, obviously we talked about earlier, key part of economics. And for, you know, business students, raising finance, shareholder objective, dividends, mergers and performance, all of this will, even though it might not seem like it, is actually affected.
True, yeah, definitely. I'm sure we're going to learn about this in our lessons. So to summarize, one last time.
The stock market is where there's ownership in companies that is bought and sold.
Companies can raise money.
Investors seek returns.
And prices move on expectations.
And markets can not just influence you, but the whole wider economy of the world.
Cool. So next episode, we'll be looking at the current market situation, oil prices, and why the Strait of Hormuz can shake the entire world economy.
Thanks for listening to Stock Market Explained.
See you next time. Thank you.